Thus, the same illustrator might accompany a positive statement one moment and a negative one the next. This is not the case with emblems, which have the same precise meaning on all occasions for all members of a group, class, culture, or subculture. Emblems are used consciously. The user knows what they mean, unless, of course, he uses them inadvertently. When Nelson Rockefeller raised his middle finger to a heckler, he knew exactly what the gesture meant, and he believed that the person he was communicating with knew as well. The three of us are working on a dictionary of emblems. In looking for emblems, we found that it isn't productive simply to observe people communicating with each other because emblems are used only occasionally, and asking people to describe or identify emblems that are important in their culture is even less productive. Even when we explain the concept clearly, most people find it difficult to recognize and analyze their own communication behavior this way. Instead, we developed a research procedure that has enabled us to identify emblems in cultures as diverse as those of urban Japanese, white middle-class Americans, the pre-literate South Four people of Papua, natives of New Guinea, Iranians, Israelis, and the inhabitants of London, Madrid, Paris, Frankfurt, and Rome. The procedure involves three steps. Give a group of people from the same cultural background a series of phrases and ask if they have a gesture or facial expression for each phrase. What time is it? He's a homosexual. That's good. Yes, and so on.